Okay, today is the 21st of May, Saturday morning, and Mark is going to be reading for us Psalm 107 out of the King James Version of the Bible this morning.
I will give thanks in the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wander in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul faint in them. And they cried in the Lord in their trouble, and delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because he rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, there was none to help, and they cried to the Lord in trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their band in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because they are transgressed, because their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death, and they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction, so that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His work with rejoicing. They go down to the ships, the sea and ships, and do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord, His wonders in the deep. He commandeth and raised the stormy wind, which lift up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their souls melt because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. And they cry unto the Lord in trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. Make the storm a calm, so the waves are ever still from there. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so He bringeth them out of their desired haven. For the men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to children of men. Then let them exalt Him also in the congregation of people, and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. He turned rivers into wilderness, the water springs into dry ground. A fruit land into barrenness, for the weakness of them that dwell therein. He turned the wilderness into standing water and dry ground into water springs. There He maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. Sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blessed them also, that they are multiplied greatly. Suffer not their cattle to increase. Again they are diminished and brought low to oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and caused them to wander in the wilderness when there is no way. Yet setteth He the poor on high, for affliction and maketh him flaming like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise will observe these things, even they shall understand the love of kindness of the Lord.
Thank you, Mark.